This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
CJ made the joke. Steal his joke that, you know, politicians talk out of their rear ends. And I got this little Grim Reaper that we're calling Ezekiel Emanuel. You couldn't really hear him earlier because I was putting his face up to the microphone. You actually have to put his Obama up to the microphone to hear it. So here we go. But if you're against Obamacare, you're racist.
We'll get your guns.
It's so much fun. Oh, so loving. Oh, so, looks so good. Obamacare. Okay, Ron Paul's coming up. Finishing up, Dr. Group of the Global Healing Center that helped develop DNA Force, Occupower, you name it. Not only are you getting the best supplements out there from our research folks, you're helping fund the tip of the spear in the InfoWars. I want to thank all of you, whether it's the Silver Bullet, or whether it's the Nascent Iodine X2, whether it's the Supermill Vitality, all of it is super high quality and funds the operation. But spend a few more minutes talking about DNA Force itself and some of the other compounds that are in it.
Okay, so, DNA Force is incredible because we took the best compounds that would help kind of preserve you. I mean, some of these compounds extended the life of mice in testing by 30%. So, I mean, you know, what would you give to do that? I mean, I've been taking it for 3 or 4 months now, and people that I haven't seen in a while say I look, you know, a few years younger. But what it's designed to do is to help your skin glow, to look younger, to feel younger. It's great for the heart. There's ingredients in there like Patero Pure, which contains a concentrate from blueberries. There's CoQ10 in there.
Explain how many blueberries you'd have to eat to get what's in one serving of this.
You would have to eat 500 little bitty pallets of blueberries. You know, those little bitty
cartons
of blueberries that you get.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically, this formula is excellent because most of your mitochondria are going to be in your heart cells, your brain cells, your skin cells. So it really works on the heart. Each ingredient alone, I recommend people go to look at because we chose the best of the best. So it's really an overall graceful.
Exactly. Just try it. Just try it, folks, because you're going to discover, just try the X2, try the Survival Shield, try the Supermill Vitality, but really try the DNA Force, because you've heard the rave reviews, you've heard the calls. This stuff really is revolutionary.
We've had a lot of people that have had great success with just stress and mental clarity as well with this formula. I mean, some of the ingredients there have been proven in clinical studies to increase mental clarity, especially during times of stress. So it's an all-in-one formula, really, that just helps protect every single thing in your body. It also helps the mitochondria and the telomeres in there from damage, and that's really what causes the aging process.
And again, the BioPQQ, talk about some of the other patented compounds that are in here briefly.
Okay, well, we have R-lipoic acid, and that's known to support cardiovascular health. It encourages normal blood pressure. It's hot. The antioxidant capacity of that is great.
Special type of CoQ10?
We have the CoQ10, which is the made in the USA pure form. It's one of the only ones in the world made in the USA. And that CoQ10 is an enzyme necessary for proper cardiovascular function. It's clinically proven to help support your immune system, strengthen the body's defenses, especially, you know, we have these potential
trans-resveratrol
pandemics. then the trans resveratrol, I mean, resveratrol has been talked about for years as a potent antioxidant. We use the trans resveratrol, which is 99% purity. It's the purest one on the market.
Dr. Group, we're out of time. Fantastic job. Thank you with DNA Force. Get yours before it sells out. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here in a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we're always honored to have the living legend, Doctor, former congressman, family man, patriot, Ron Paul on with us, and of course his son in every major poll out there is the front runner and hasn't even announced yet, and is a front runner in New Hampshire as well, been winning the big CPAC polls, Senator Rand Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, so it's so exciting to have former Congressman Ron Paul on with us for the next 20 minutes or so to cover the waterfront. Thanks for coming on, sir.
Sure thing. Good to be with you.
Wow, there's so much to hit. First off, ISIS now saying brace for imminent terror attacks, give up your liberties. What's really behind that?
Well, you know, it's a reflection of a deeply flawed foreign policy. I do think that people should be aware of the fact that the more we do over there, the more likely there will be terrorist attack. But right now we're accommodating the radicals by just going over and stay in their backyard. One time, Bin Laden said, fine, come over here, fight us on our sand. It's easier to kill you here than it is to come over to the United States. accommodating them, and so there will be attacks, but that doesn't mean that tomorrow, you know, several American cities are going to be blown up. But long term, that's still going to be a possibility because there's a lot of anger that builds up, and they feel very frustrated. And people say, well, you're bashing America, you're blaming America for all, but what about from their viewpoint? How many is it terroristic to have a family wiped out that is at a wedding party because a drone dropped a missile and he missed the target and hit some innocent people? That sounds rather terroristic to me. So there's so much hypocrisy that goes on. But Obama the other day when he was giving his speech, he said, well, yeah, we misjudged this. Of course, we misjudged the army that we have built up in Iraq. They didn't fight very well. But we've also misjudged al-Qaeda. We thought we had them whipped, and we really did. But there was a small remnant left over, and that morphed into ISIS, and we just didn't pay enough attention to it. So on and on it goes. At the same time, do they ever say, well, what was this place like before we went in? Yeah, we had this terrible monster, Saddam Hussein, who couldn't stand al-Qaeda and didn't get along with the Iranians, so we forcibly throw him out and make it a haven for al-Qaeda. And, of course, this pretense that we got rid of al-Qaeda is just a pretense. So what do? We set the stage for another war. And the Nobel Peace Prize-winning president that we have, you know, says that, you know, the good war is Afghanistan. It looks to me like he thinks it's not such a bad idea going into Syria.
Well, they've given Henry Kissinger and Al Gore peace prizes, so it's really a mark of shame, in my view, now to have one. But I did hear they're talking about giving Genghis Khan a Nobel Laureate Peace Prize posthumously.
I haven't heard that one. That ought to be interesting.
Well, I mean, he did launch a lot of wars, so why not give him one?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm being sarcastic. I know.
Don't start giving them to Hitler and Stalin and a few others, you know.
Why not? That's a good idea. We could nominate Stalin or something. Again, Ron Paul is joining us live here on this Tuesday edition. If you just tuned in, you can check out his amazing multimedia TV, radio, podcast system, ronpaulchannel.com. Many of our affiliates that carry my show also carry his show around the country. So it's very, very exciting to see really what I think is the hope is the new media displacing the establishment media. The inventor of the Internet was in Reuters yesterday over in England. We'll put that story up on screen, saying that the very freedom of the web is threatened. We had William Binney on a few weeks ago, former director of intelligence for the NSA, saying it is a totalitarian takeover. It is targeting the people. I mean, we have a lot of prominent folks, not just you or the former, you know, president of the Czech Republic. We have a lot of prominent people that are coming out and saying, look out. What's your view on Internet freedom?
Well, it's being diminished. I mean, the larger the government gets, the less freedom that we have. But in the same sense, there's a counterbalance to this because there's a lot of rebellion going on right now. I mean, just think how strong the secessionist movements are, people who want their independence. That's pretty strong, even though there's not tremendous success so far. But the ideas are changing. And one thing I've noticed that in some of these votes, in these the referendums that occur, it shows that young people are more likely to say, you know, let's get out of this big government business. They're the ones that are messing up the economy, and they're the ones who get us into wars. So, yes, they're very much involved. And, of course, we brainwash the military that we have and the American people saying, well, we have to do this because we have to be over there because we have to defend our freedoms. We have to defend our Constitution, protect our national security. Well, they can lie about that just so long because it has nothing to do with it. It has more to do with what the subject you bring up. What they're talking about is if they justify the war, people can get frightened into giving up their liberties. They don't even have to come in here and invade us. We create NSA and we create Patriot Acts and these secret courts. So we unfortunately do a lot more harm to our liberties than any outsider ever dreamed of.
Tim Berners-Lee, who's credited more than anyone of being the true inventor of the Internet, not Al Gore, nothing to do with it, folks, is saying that basically the same thing. Leave it alone. Leave it free. All the inventors, all the trailblazers, all the experts agree with you, Congressman. Ron Paul, again, joining us. you've made one of your main initiatives in the last few years trying to defend the web, which is laudable, obviously. But when we have almost all the inventors of it, all the experts agreeing with you, how could the establishment then be still marching towards draconian control of the web?
Well, they think they can do it because they have a lot of guns and they have a lot of authority, but I think there's building, who was it, Google and somebody else that's developing a telephone that the government couldn't even
Apple.
Get into.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the counterbalance, and I have a lot of confidence in technology, even in with the abusive state. And technology, you know, can counteract this. Oftentimes we would have laws being proposed in Washington that will have, you know, how to solve the problem of getting phone calls that you are unsolicited. So we need more federal government regulations to regulate your phone and who can call you when and have these lists, no-call lists. See, I opposed all that because I always believed, and rightfully so, that we can get technology, you know, into our telephone system. We can load a number and we don't want to answer. We don't have to. And spamming protection helps us to some degree. So technology by the government is always going to be used against
sure.
us, but we have to try to get the smart people on our side to make sure the technology protects our liberties.
Case in point, as you know, Congress has tried to pass a bunch of laws about pop-up ads on the Internet to get their claws into that. Instead, people just download free pop-up blockers that works perfectly in almost every case. So, again, innovation is the answer, not more regulation. I saw a study that came out, I'm sure you saw it, from a major university about a month ago, that the U.S. is now 33 worldwide for economic freedom behind every industrialized
yeah.
nation. I mean, this country is not as free as it used to be.
Up and it's going the wrong direction. But what about on television? I don't watch these movies and things, but people who download or set their programs, can't they go back and watch the program and click off? They don't have to listen to the ad. So that's another way that
sure.
they can you know serve their own benefit. So, but I still want to be the optimist to say that this technology is about time it's being used for a good reason. And my argument is that many for not centuries but thousands of years, all technology has been used for the state in enhanced war. You know, whether it's jet powers or nuclear energy or whatever, it's always been used to build bigger and worse weapons. And I think now we are moving into an age where we are capable as human beings to take technology and use it to do exactly the opposite.
Yes.
I know that it's early on and it's a big transition and it might be a stretch, but why not? Why not even think that it's a possibility that we can use technology for the advancement of peace and prosperity rather than using it to enhance the power of the state?
RonPaulChannel.com. Dr. Ron Paul joins us. I want to ask you about Ebola in a moment, but since we were talking about Al-Qaeda and our government giving them weapons and calling them ISIS ISIL, Congressman Walter Jones, as you know, has introduced a bill to release 28 pages. I've talked to him and others that have seen it. I've talked to Colonel Schaefer and others. I know you've spoken out now. I mean, clearly it's Saudi Arabia in there that our government knew, bare minimum, was standing down. What is your view of the 28 pages of the 9/11 report that's been made secret, and what should be done about that?
Well, we're doing our very best to galvanize the people who believe that we have a right to see that, and even those people that were involved in the investigations, we generally think are part of the establishment. They're saying we should see this, too, so that is very, very good. And this should be the whole purpose. Unfortunately, all commissions that I have witnessed generally are there to cover up, you know, the mistakes of government and to protect government agents so they never get blamed for anything or never get punished for anything. So I do everything. I had Walter on the program. We interviewed him on the channel, and we're trying to build up as much pressure. Someday maybe, but, you know, they're going to fight it. But, you know, I don't think it takes a genius to figure this out. They almost, you know, the first thing is I think what government does is almost they encourage, you know, the speculation, you know, about what's going on, and they do this by claiming that you know that we don't even know what's happening out there, and yet we do. What about right after this thing happened? I remember being stranded in Washington, and I couldn't get out of Washington after 9/11. The airports were a horrendous this mess. And then I hear the story. Well, you know, the Saudis got out, the Bin Laden family got out, and the FBI never even asked him a question. I mean, if that doesn't make you suspicious of what's going on, nothing will. But we have, you know, yet to learn all the truth of it, and I think that's what our job ought to be, and that is finding out the truth rather than the lies. And, of course, my statement has always been that, you know, if there is an empire and you tell the truth becomes the treason. So that's why, you know, the whistleblowers get into so much trouble. Greenwald and others, they get into big trouble by just trying to tell us the truth.
That's right. Now, continuing a few final questions in the 5 minutes we have left with former Congressman Ron Paul. Ron, looking at the economy, I want to spend a few minutes on that. Then I want to look at Ebola, and then I want to talk about RAND 2016. You're a medical doctor. I'm not a medical doctor, but I know the standard policy was don't bring Ebola patients or smallpox patients into the U.S. Now they're bringing them in by the score. They think they may have someone who got in who has it in Dallas right now. That's CBS News. What is going on here? As a medical doctor, what's your take on this?
Well, I think we should have stayed out of it. This is another example of how foreign aid, you know, backfires on us. A lot of people dying, serious disease. We're the smartest in the world. We have to go over there. We have a military power that sent 3,000 troops to fight Ebola. And so we send our people over there. And now there's we know there's an epidemic, but it's interesting. There was a report out that showed that this part of the world has put up with epidemics of diseases like this for a long time, and they had certain rules built into their society that if there's a bad disease going around some small town or, you know, area, that you quarantine, and it was almost self-quarantine. Don't come in, and you don't leave, and it was self-contained. But we go over and we get involved and we send people in and out. It just, behooves me to think about how we mess this up. Besides, I keep thinking, although I know how serious this is, I know a lot of people are dying, but in perspective, how many people, when I think about the problems the world faces and the problems have been compounded by government about malaria, we have a couple hundred million people get malaria every year. We have 1.2 million people die of malaria every year, and it's been compounded by government intervention and the inability to use sprays to kill the mosquitoes. And it isn't, if they were really, really concerned, wouldn't the concern for the people who die from malaria be at least equal to a couple thousand dying from the Ebola?
I agree. I mean, look, they estimate it could be 40 million people have died since they banned DDT and won't even allow something to come out that's a lot safer. Key point you just made. Ron Paul, in the few minutes we have left here, the economy. I personally travel around the country some and outside the U.S. and just food prices have more than doubled the last year. Everything is so expensive. I can't imagine what it's like for poor people to survive.
But you don't believe the government? The government reports CPI, and that's what really counts. If the CPI is not going up, everybody's okay. And their standard of living is going up, and they're not having a problem. The value of the dollar is being held up. Of course, being cynical, but I think the real conspiracy that goes on is to prop up the dollar, and it's not so much conspiring, you know, in some ways, but it is. The big guys and the central banks, everything is dependent on the dollar right now, and the dollar is very strong compared to other dollars because we have promised and we have acted this way in the crisis that we're going through right now since 08 and 09. We bail out everybody, not only all our banks, but all the central banks of the world and all the governments and all the currencies of the world. So they have an interest. Everybody has an interest in protecting the dollar. But ultimately, they won't be able to, and I think we're fast approaching that time.
Well, sure. I mean, I read the basic economics. There's a race worldwide to devalue, so it's like helter-skelter, coming down fast but miles above you. It's like a sinking mountain into the ocean. We're on the top, but we're still sinking, and most economists across the board admit there'll be a comeuppance. What does your gut tell you as a student of Von Mises who saw this out 30 years ago? How long can this go on?
Well, that's the one thing that Austrian economics teaches, that we can have a pretty good understanding of which way things are going. You know, print a lot of money and the value of the dollar goes down. But they also have an emphasis on the subjective theory of value, and that is there are subjective elements in it. Sometimes even a strong military bestows confidence in a currency. So money supply is important, but the perceptions are important, and the military is important. And so therefore, you don't know when it's going to end. Right now, we have some excitement going on over in Hong Kong. It sort of stirred the markets a little bit. So some morning, we'll wake up, and there'll be something much bigger than what we just saw at Hong Kong. Maybe it'll be all of China or something that's blowing up economically. And then that will be the end of it, and people will have to realize that you can't live on debt forever, and that's what they believe they can do now. Debt, as far as the Keynesians are concerned, is not a problem. The only problem is if you want to accumulate debt and spend more money. That is the only problem they have to worry about.
All right. I know you've got to go. One last question, RonPaulChannel.com. I'm seeing Ted Cruz, who I like, but I don't trust as much as your son, coming out and saying he's going to focus mainly on foreign policy in his campaign for president. Clearly he's running. We know Rand's running. Rand is focusing on foreign, domestic as well, but I really think focusing on tax cuts, focusing on regulatory rollbacks, getting back to the Constitution, that's what people want. I think Cruz is making a mistake. What are you advising Rand to do? Because I'm just trying to give my 2 cents. Don't you think we need to focus on domestic issues?
Yeah, we do, but I'm not in the business of volunteering my advice. I think he knows where I stand on these issues. But one other thing that he does, without my emphasis, directly at him, but my emphasis over the years, and that is this whole issue of privacy. You know, he's done such a good job on that and showing how abusive our government has been. So I think that is catching on, and I think he's still going to have a strong attraction to the young people, and that's a big issue for them.
What is it like to see your son being the presidential front runner for the grand old party? I mean,
it's great, but to me, it's also a mixed bag because I know what the piling on and the yelling and screaming by the enemies and the distortions that go on and what's going to happen, what the establishment will do. So yes, I'm very pleased not only for him, but I'm pleased to promote the message, but I'm also, thinking about, you're going to get some hard knocks, and no parent would feel good when their kids get hard knocks.
You got to be proud of him, and he's just one more example of the legacy that you continue to put out there of freedom, and I hope others step up and promote liberty, because you're another testament, Ron Paul, to what an individual can do taking action. God bless you. Have a great week coming up, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
Thank you. There goes former Congressman Ron Paul. Ted Cruz thinks he can score a bunch of points against Obama on ISIS and stuff, and sure, he can. And I like Ted Cruz. I really admire him, and we've only interviewed him once for TV, and I wish I would have, gotten involved with him earlier, because he was very accessible, and we haven't even really bugged him now. But, his wife was in the Council on Foreign Relations, but I know a lot of people that were in it and got out of it. Just because you were in that doesn't mean you're bad. It's got like 7,000 members now. It's gotten bigger. It's the steering committee that's really bad news. And, work for Goldman Sachs and stuff. But, we've got to be ready for people in the system to promote liberty. You have to go off what they do now. And he promoted freedom before, when he was married to his wife. So I'm just having a discussion here openly, I guess, with myself and you, the listeners, about Rand Paul, about Ted Cruz. It's time to discuss that. I just have known Rand Paul since 1996. Know him quite well, and I'll just leave it at that, and I know he's for real. He plays a little bit of politics and stuff to get positioned to run for president, but you think about him versus a Dianne Feinstein or versus an Al Gore or something like that, it's night and day. It's total night and day, and he's willing to get up there and take his licks and be attacked. They're going to try every dirty trick in the known universe on him. And part of me says, hey, let the Democrats get back in and just wreck everything. Instead of let Rand Paul get in and they'll end up blaming him for everything. But, justice be done, may the heavens fall. I don't want to go that route of, let's just let it get worse and worse and that'll wake people up. No, we can't survive it. We can't get a John Boehner type or a Jeb Bush type, another neocon. I know Boehner isn't running, but, you know, Chris Christie. We need somebody who really doesn't want to wreck the country and isn't going to play games. I mean, Rand Paul says, yeah, I'm all for bombing ISIS, but I don't trust you to bomb them because you've been funding them, Obama. And hey, John McCain, why are you hanging out with Al-Qaeda? I mean, hey, the drug war is a fraud. And hey, the NSA is a fraud. I mean, Rand Paul is better than Ted Cruz. It's just a fact. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
In the near future,
when you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to be honest with you. 15 years ago, when I first got a chance to meet and know some pretty big movie stars, pretty big celebrities, it was a little awe-inspiring to be in New York City or Los Angeles in a big mansion and to be invited out to dinner, and I thought it was really cool. But I got a bird's-eye view into how the general public imagines celebrities and the whole culture like some Elysium world heavenly place. It's actually a prison and the worst vibes overall I've ever felt. That's why so many big celebrities don't live in L.A. or don't live in New York and try to stay away from the celebrity, because it is so horribly empty. And the reason I just opened this segment up with that statement is I was thinking about how the only people I get excited about are trailblazers and people that are honorable and good, and how a rock star to me is Dr. Stan Monteith, who spent, I kept saying 48 years. That was like 4 years ago when he gave that speech. So it was 52 years. 2 years battling cancer in excruciating pain to stay on air 5 days a week, 5 hours a day on over 100-plus stations nationwide. And just how smart he was, how committed, how loving. I see that in my family. I mean, I grew up having no idea how great my grandfathers and grandmothers were, how great my parents were compared. I mean, it's just... Now, being 40, I've matured a lot more. A lot of 40-year-olds aren't that mature because they don't really become even adults if they're 30 or something. There's arrested development. I grew up pretty quick. I was doing stuff when I was 13 that guys are doing when they're 20. But still, I was immature in many ways. And now as I get older, it's just like, oh, I wish I could let the young people know what I know, to not get in trouble and not be part of the system and to not care what people think about you. And then I realized the general public is that way. Adults really only care about the fake status, the empty status of the fanciest car or the biggest house. Well, if you like a fancy car and a big house, that's great. It's a place to have parties and have your friends over, and you have employees as part of the economy. I'm not against the wealth. It's just it can't be the capstone on the pyramid. What is the capstone on the pyramid is being in societies of men and women where you're about not screwing each other over, your word is your bond, you're honorable, people can trust you, and to have been let into those societies. And it took so long. I was never even trying to get into those societies. I don't even mean like a secret society. I mean a society in general. And now people know I don't screw people over. People know I'm for real. People know. And then those doors just open, and then you find that there's these societies of people that are honorable and good. People like Dr. Blaylock, people like Dr. Monteith. I don't know why so many times it's doctors, because they've attacked doctors and torn down their image. So a lot of them are corrupt and bad in the society, but it's like my dad's grandfather that was a medical doctor that had the whole black bag and, you know, still rode around in a horse and carriage before he got a car. It was all about being honorable, being good, being upright, being smart, being learned, being strong, having dignity. And they've taken our dignity. Gerald Celente talks a lot about this. I look at photos and old newsreels of black people in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and even 60s. And their eyes are sharp. They're dressed nice. They have dignity. The white people are the same. And now it's just not there. Our souls have been sucked. We have been just robbed of everything that's honorable. And I am dishonorable compared to many of my ancestors. And I'm not a dishonorable person. I'm just saying I am weak and worldly compared to many of my forebears, and I can see the degeneration of my line. But that is what civilization is made of, is realizing, pull yourself up, and within that discipline, the discipline of Ron Paul, who I know works 14 hours a day at 78 years old. And jogs and rides a bicycle and works out and still has a couple beers. I mean, it's just a manly man. And he doesn't have a big tough bearing. It's the long haul of being the doctor, the Vietnam vet, you know, the husband, the father, raising those kids, doing all that, going to Congress, being laughed at in the 80s, getting kicked out, getting back in 96, having no co-sponsors, and now his bills that he wrote years ago are passing the House. People are picking him up and reintroducing him. It's just the testament of the long haul, the great striving. Can you guys pull up The Arena by Teddy Roosevelt? I want to read that poem on air. It's not even a poem, it's a statement. Because that is the human experience. That's the heroes out there, is a woman whose husband dies in a car wreck, and she raises three kids and works hard, and those kids end up having trouble but getting out of school and getting jobs and getting married and living. Survival is victory. That's a hero. And we have to rediscover what makes us great and strive for it. So I was just thinking how I'm starstruck by Ron Paul. And so I went off on this whole jag about so many people out there think they're not fulfilled because they don't know Brad Pitt. They think they're not fulfilled because they don't know Josh Brolin. They think they're not fulfilled because they don't know Charlie Sheen. They think they're not fulfilled because they don't know Robert Plant. They think they're not fulfilled because they don't know Sean Lennon. They think they're not fulfilled, and it's like a god. It's like a, and you talk to the actual people, they know it's all a fraud. They know none of it means anything. But it's that image of Hollywood and the culture of the glamour, that the glamour says take the vaccines. The glamour says families aren't good. The glamour says having kids aren't good. So then only the most unwashed, dumbed-down people have kids, and the whole society falls apart. We've already said family's crud, so why should it be anything but that? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. We have to believe in humanity and face down the evils. Doesn't mean we'll ever defeat all of it, but if we let it run all over us, it will win. We have to get involved. And so I was just thinking about how sad I am for people that think lying and cheating and stealing and deceiving is the way to get ahead. Well, yeah, you get away with it for a short moment, but you lose who you are, and then you have no culture, no society. There's no honor amongst thieves. And there's still a lot of honor in Western civilization, but we've learned to be cowed and shut up and just be honorable inside our houses and just quietly take it with desperation. Well, I'm not going to take it. I'm not here to be run over with my family. I'm not here to aid and abet evil by joining with it. And I don't mean the evil the state-run churches tell you about all day, about how you're evil and having a beer is evil, or doing this is evil or doing that's evil. We all know we got problems. I'm talking about people that are premeditatively evil and want to go out and hurt innocents and want to promote abortion and want to promote tyranny and want to promote disarming the people and breaking up families and shooting little kids up with deadly vaccines and shooting pregnant women up when they know full well it hurts the fetuses on record. That's evil, and that's what I want to hear about from these dirty pulpits with these devils standing up in them. And after you've dealt with the big dragons, see, if they don't deal with the big dragons, because the big dragons are scary. By the big dragon of the state, you keep your mouth shut about it. Well, because you kept your mouth shut, the dragon grew 1,000 times and is now burning everything down. And you say, oh, let it burn everything down. Let it stomp on everyone. Hide under some rocks. Maybe the dragon won't get you. Yeah, today or this week or next year, it'll probably just get your kids. No, I will face that dragon. And it's not because I'm a hero, folks. You were made to face it. You were made to stand up against it. That's why you're here. That's the test. Every one of our ancestors, whether they were good, bad, or ugly, had to struggle. And we've got to rediscover good from bad and recognize evil and tell it, get out of my way. Stop it. No. You got to call it out. Or we're going to lose everything. We will run and we will live. Aye, run and you might live. At least a while, but many years from now, lying in your beds, what would you give to come back here and face our enemies and tell them you can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom? That's truly living. I forget it, who said it, but a man with courage only dies but once. Cowards die 1,000 deaths. Well, I know the quote I gave earlier was William Wallace, yeah. But the quote about, we can look up I think it's so old they don't know who said it, but the brave die a single, but a single death. Cowards die a thousand deaths. We can see who said that. I know you found the arena quote. I want to read that arena quote. Thank you, by Teddy Roosevelt. Thank you. I want to be in the arena. And I also don't want, as a person that wants good, to be manipulated. Because the evil is also good at getting good people to go out and do evil things under the cover of a good cause. You have to have the courage to really analyze things and have discernment and decide what you're going to get behind and what you're not. They found the quote. Here it is. A coward dies a thousand times before his death, but the valiant tastes of death but once. It seems to me most strange that men should fear, seeing that death, a necessary end, will come when it will come. William Shakespeare. I knew that was Shakespeare. But it was Shakespeare was taking all the colloquialisms and all the nomenclature of the time and boiling it down. It's carved on castle parapets that the brave only taste death once. And that's basically what he expanded on. Here's a quote by Teddy Roosevelt in a speech given in Paris, France in 1910. The man in the arena. I read this on air every few months. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, Ron Paul, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. But I would add to that, there's still a fate worse. Imagine being the dark servants of evil that actually know these secrets of chivalry and manhood and womanhood and honor, and who seek to keep honor from the blood of the people, who seek to keep liberty, the spirit of freedom, from the minds of the kingdom. Can you imagine knowing all these secrets that have taken me my entire life to learn, were always known, and were the bedrock of any successful civilization, hidden, hidden from the people, not codified, not taught, not preached, not given, like manna from heaven to the people who feel bad because their car is old and broken down, or feel bad they don't have the new fancy clothes or all the perfect finery, when all they really need is to be honorable and strong and respect their family and respect liberty and respect the liberties of others. It's in that dignity and in that respect and in that honor that we will revive civilization and reverse this hurtling, runaway, 900-mile-an-hour train going up into the side of a mountain. Our people, our children of every race, color, creed, religion are on a runaway train, on a runaway planet, blasting through space, hurtling around that fiery ball. All the people that came before us, all the past generations, all that they strove for, the tyrants, the lovers, the artists, this one was weak, this one was strong, this one a traitor, this one honorable, all of it went on this planet, all of it under the eyes of the Creator, who your very soul knows is there, the very presence of the universe and its Creator, breathing down our neck, reminding us of eternity. But the atheist and the establishment, they want to be God. They want to say, there's nothing in the world but the Black Pyramid. There's nothing in the world but the Madison Avenue. There's nothing in the world but Times Square. There's nothing in the world but the women on the TV shows putting makeup on themselves and running around narcissistically. And these disassociated, disconnected children, artificial sociopaths, brought up like robots, unable to even commune with fellow men and women in kinship and honor. Men and women as lovers, and as strivers with their families, sons and fathers together in honor, mothers and daughters in grace and strength and honor. All of it is culture moving forward. People don't even have knowledge of it. The images of men they put out in Hollywood and television, the images they put out of women, what they tell us is great, is a scientific, psychological warfare virus injected and poured into our souls, our psyches, to deprogram God's basic codex and turn us into manifest, frothing, mindless, empty beast sacrificed to their evil god of anti-human, anti-liberty, devil-inspired, disease-ridden, stinking, dishonorable failure. It's a spiritual choice. You do not want to join with the New World Order. You do not want to give it sucker. You do not want to aid and abet it. You do not want to be part of it. You do not want to be in it. We have to build a better world starting with ourselves, with God's grace and guidance, leading, guiding, and directing us. We have to move forward because you're not going to find it in the big institutions. They have almost all been captured or bullied or blackmailed or bludgeoned or killed. And the enemy marches forward, but despite that, there is a great hunger for freedom. And you think about Ron Paul and how far the liberty movement's come because of him and you supporting him, as he said, is just a focal point of freedom. And now Rand Paul, who isn't perfect, but is moving forward, and it's an expression of the power of taking action and the power of the individual through free association, linking out and reaching out to others in not a centralized collectivism, but a true collectivism of free will and connection. We'll be back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We'll be right back.
19 minutes trying to explain something that's really simple. They give us false icons, and we all know this. I just state things here on air everybody already knows deep down, but these truths are not being echoed by the establishment because they want to make us feel alone. We should not have as the highest order of what we think is great a bunch of sex-crazed, drug addict music people, whether they be black gangbanger people or white trash country singers or rock and roll decadent devil worshipers. And I'm not saying you're bad if you listen to rock and roll or whatever. My point is that it shouldn't be the top of the pyramid. It shouldn't be what we worship as our golden calf. It should be justice. It should be God. It should be what's good. That should be our North Star, where our heart is. King David made a lot of mistakes, had friends killed for their wives, but he would always repent for real and had his heart pointed at God. He was a powerful man, so he had powerful flesh. What do you think people that are powerful, powerful and love God, don't have all the same stuff evil people have? They usually have more. Let me give you a little secret. All people that are into evil, that you're getting power out of it, people that love good, people that are honorable, will absolutely in a fight stomp you into the ground. Everybody knows it. And they also are probably three times more wicked inside their mind. And that's why they're trying to be good, because they've also, just because they got this big evil side, they got an even bigger good side. And that's what King David had. And that's what it comes down to, is where is your heart pointed? What do you want to do at your core? And are you sorry and ashamed in front of God for the bad things that you even think about? Because if you had that in your heart, for new listeners, if more Americans, if more people in the world had that in their heart, our problems would start to end very quickly. But we've got to seek God's face and repent. As a nation, look how evil we are, funding Al-Qaeda, aborting babies, shooting everybody up with deadly vaccines and lying about it, setting up death panels, letting the government pass Obamacare, letting the government militarize police. All these things. That's our fault. Sure, we got conned and maneuvered, manipulated, but now we know, so there's no more excuses. And we have to build the icons so that young people know to look up to medical doctors that go against the grain and expose the vaccine horrors or other issues or GMO or people that go to Congress for decades and against the tide, turn the tide. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Because almost every time you do the right thing for the right reasons over a long period, you win. I can't think of times where you don't. That's the big secret. It's why evil's so scared of good people getting involved. Before I end this hour, please don't forget we're listener supported. We try to sell the very best products that promote liberty that are a win-win-win across the board. We have a whole range of Made in America, Don't Tread on Me, Molon Labe, Come and Take It, ball caps, and T-shirts Made in America, women's apparel, beanie caps, winter's coming. We got a little bit more of the Molon Labe belt buckles in that we hadn't produced yet. When those sell out, they're going to be gone. The first two waves did. This is the final. They're all stamped 1 to 500. We had 250 we just didn't produce because they were behind. Those are in. InfoWarsStore.com or Maiden1776.com. Get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships for $5.95 a month. 11 people can use each membership. Takes about 1 minute to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. See the nightly news, all the films, and help promote and fund a true independent media operation. Because we can be censored off other platforms like YouTube and Facebook and have been before. So we have our own system as kind of a clearinghouse, PrisonPlanet.tv. And then you pay it forward. Within a day, almost everything here on air ends up getting put to the YouTube channels and other places. But a lot of that stuff gets censored and things. So you are paying to help us then get it out to the public with the seed money to get that done. So PrisonPlanet.tv, if you are a member, thank you. Please spread the word that people can use your membership. And if you're not a member, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. And don't forget more of the DNA Force, incredible new a proprietary supplement, is available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.